for KAXE News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with the Up North Report. A man has died after crashing into trees in a pickup truck during the early morning hours of Thursday in Grand Rapids. The Grand Rapids Police Department reported that officers were dispatched to the serious injury crash at 1:14 a.m. on the 1600 block of Golf Course Road. The sole occupant was pronounced dead a short time later. Authorities did not identify him as of the Thursday morning news release. According to police, the initial investigation identified alcohol and speed as factors in the crash. A nonprofit citizen group is suing the city of Hermantown, alleging it violated numerous state laws in its, quote, clandestine pursuit of the Google hyperscale data center development. The group Stop the Hermantown Data Center served the complaint to the city on Wednesday. It says the city's actions in approving the most recent comprehensive plan and decisions to rezone the Adolph neighborhood have been arbitrary and capricious. The group further states the city disregarded the Adolph neighborhood's small area plan adopted in 2015, specifically to protect the rural character of the Adolph area. Included in the suit are allegations that non-disclosure agreements with the developer were attempts to circumvent data practices and open meeting laws and were signed without authority from the council. Hermantown City Administrator Joe Wickland did not return an emailed request for comment as of Thursday afternoon. Also Wednesday, the city updated the proposed development and tax abatement agreements with Google based on discussion of the city council earlier in the month. The city council will host a public hearing at its meeting on Monday focused on these potential agreements. That was the sound of purring and meowing kittens, but not your average house cats. For the first time ever, footage of cougar kittens was captured in Minnesota, the first evidence in more than a century of a breeding population in the state. A mother and three babies spent hours feeding on a deer carcass about a month ago on the trail cams set up by the Voyageurs Wolf Project, south of Voyageurs National Park. DNR research biologist John Erb says based on the traits observed in the video, the kittens are estimated to be 7 to 9 months old. Individual adult cougars, typically wandering males, have become unsurprising in Minnesota. Erb says the future of cougars is difficult to predict and these kittens may not survive, but they could also represent a catalyst for a slow but steady increase in cougar numbers. Cougars tend to avoid human contact and are rarely seen. They are protected animals in Minnesota. As the Bemidji Rail Corridor's transformation continues, the leader of Fargo-based YMCA of Northern Sky says they're fully committed to a Bemidji Y. Larissa Donovan sat down with its president and CEO and has more.
Next to Bemidji's downtown, mounds of contaminated soil are being removed and clean dirt is being trucked in to create workable plots for a wellness center and a new hotel. YMCA of Northern Sky president and CEO Steve Smith was in Bemidji on Wednesday. The entity behind Bemidji's future YMCA is based in Fargo, but Smith says there is likely to soon be a new local hire.
You'll also probably see us hire an executive director that will become the face of the organization here in the community sometime in the next year.
YMCA, the board of which formally approved going forward with the project in late March, is anticipated to ceremoniously break ground on the project sometime this August, and the 18-month construction project is expected to begin in spring 2027. The city of Bemidji has owned most of the rail corridor for more than 20 years, leasing the land to building owners and phasing those leases out as development discussions began in earnest in 2018. The city and its economic development partner on the project, Greater Bemidji, received grants for contamination cleanup and to install public infrastructure for the new development. Smith anticipates the new development, with the projected daily foot traffic at around 1,000, will expand Bemidji's downtown.
Bring this hub of energy into the downtown in these facilities that are going to be built that allow for other businesses to say, I want to be part of that, and here's the opportunities that I have because of it.
Smith says the Y has another $10 million to go in fundraising, and the facility will include 2 warm water pools, fitness equipment, and opportunities for group activities and scholarships. Larissa Donovan, KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report from the KAXE News Desk. I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920 with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.